Chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide. He put it up in the valley of Dura, in the land of Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to get together all the captains, the chiefs, the rulers, the wise men, the keepers of public money, the judges, the overseers, and all the rulers of the divisions of the country, to come to see the unveiling of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had put up. Then the captains, the chiefs, the rulers, the wise men, the keepers of public money, the judges, the overseers, and all the rulers of the divisions of the country, came together to see the unveiling of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had put up. And they took their places before the image which Nebuchadnezzar had put up. Then one of the king's criers said in a loud voice, "To you the order is given, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when the sound of the horn, pipe, harp, trigon, psaltery, bagpipe, and all sorts of instruments, comes to your ears, you are to go down on your faces in worship before the image of gold which Nebuchadnezzar the king has put up, and anyone not falling down and worshipping will that same hour be put into a burning and flaming fire." So at that time, all the people, when the sound of the horn, pipe, harp, trigon, psaltery, and all sorts of instruments, came to their ears, went down on their faces in worship before the image of gold which Nebuchadnezzar the king had put up. At that time certain Chaldeans came near and made a statement against the Jews. They made answer and said to Nebuchadnezzar the king, "O king, have life forever. You, O king, have given an order that every man, when the sound of the horn, pipe, harp, trigon, psaltery, bagpipe, and all sorts of instruments, comes to his ears, is to go down on his face and worship before the image of gold, and anyone not falling down and worshipping is to be put into a burning and flaming fire. There are certain Jews whom you have put over the business of the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men have not given attention to you, O king. They are not servants of your gods or worshippers of the gold image which you have put up." Then Nebuchadnezzar in his wrath and passion gave orders for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be sent for. Then they made these men come in before the king. Nebuchadnezzar made answer and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not be servants of my God or give worship to the image of gold which I have put up? Now if you are ready, on hearing the sound of the horn, pipe, harp, trigon, psaltery, bagpipe, and all sorts of instruments, to go down on your faces in worship before the image which I have made, it is well, but if you will not give worship, that same hour you will be put into a burning and flaming fire. And what God is there who will be able to take you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, answering Nebuchadnezzar the king, said, "There is no need for us to give you an answer to this question. If our God, whose servants we are, is able to keep us safe from the burning and flaming fire, and from your hands, O king, he will keep us safe. But if not, be certain, O king, that we will not be the servants of your gods, or give worship to the image of gold which you have put up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of wrath, and the form of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he gave orders that the fire was to be heated up 7 times more than it was generally heated, and he gave orders to certain strong men in his army to put cords on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and put them into the burning and flaming fire. Then these men had cords put round them as they were, in their coats, their trousers, their hats, and their clothing, and were dropped into the burning and flaming fire. And because the king's order was not to be put on one side, and the heat of the fire was so great, the men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were burned to death by the flame of the fire. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, with the cords about them, went down into the burning and flaming fire. Then King Nebuchadnezzar, full of fear and wonder, got up quickly, and said to his wise men, "Did we not put three men in cords into the fire?" And they made answer and said to the king, "True, O king." He made answer and said, "Look, I see 4 men loose, walking in the middle of the fire, and they are not damaged, and the form of the fourth is like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the door of the burning and flaming fire. He made answer and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the captains, the chiefs, and the rulers, and the king's wise men who had come together, saw these men, over whose bodies the fire had no power, and not a hair of their heads was burned, and their coats were not changed, and there was no smell of fire about them. Nebuchadnezzar made answer and said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and kept his servants safe who had faith in him, and who put the king's word on one side and gave up their bodies to the fire, so that they might not be servants or worshippers of any other god but their God. And it is my decision that any people, nation, or language saying evil against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will be cut to bits and their houses made waste, because there is no other God who is able to give salvation such as this." Then the king gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego even greater authority in the land of Babylon.